Hello and good morning, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So listen up, beautiful people. You know, God is so good and so worthy to be praised. And I thank God when I'm allowed to move forward in the things of God. You know, in this hour, persecution on the job is real, right? But glory be to God. When I went through this persecution in 2021, the Lord let me know if I'm ever discriminated against again, I can sue for discrimination. You know, what I'm learning that in corporate America, you know, people, wickedness in high places, because, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and this is good versus evil, and the persecution to those of us who truly believe in Jesus, we've got Jesus' name plastered everywhere, even at work. You follow? You're going to be persecuted for Christ's name's sake, so glory be to God. Prophecy is being fulfilled, right? Glory be to God. But I'm rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. So, the fact that I'm rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, well, you know, you got the different websites you can go to, and you know, at the end of the day, whatever it takes, right? Like, everyone has a breaking point. And like, when you've been on a job for years and you actually have emails from where you've had to go and report people for discrimination and things of this nature, and then you're always retaliated against after you report them. So you see the pattern, but you actually have the emails. Yeah. It's serious. People don't know. You know, it's just amazing that they think everybody's stupid and don't know labor laws. I just find it amazing how corporations think that everybody that work up under them are ignorant. It's amazing. So, Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to start at verse 10 out of the Message Bible. A fight to the finish. Yeah, you know, see, what I love is that my uncles are military, so fighting is in my blood. Like, we don't quit, we fight, and then when the Lord say, let it go. But see, in this situation, I went to the Lord, and the Lord said, I can pursue them. If they retaliate, if they try to have me in a hostile work environment, after someone literally discriminated against me, once they realize the mistake that they made, of course they apologize, but it does not negate the fact that there are consequences for your actions. You know, it's amazing, but the fact that there's consequences for your actions and you think you can retaliate and think I'm ignorant to the fact of it, I just thank God I went to the Lord. I also asked my dad for some advice, and my dad said, yes, we're suing if they try to unlawfully terminate you or anything else of that nature, because you had enough integrity to report the corruption and the wickedness in high places. Oh yeah. See, I don't know. This is 2024 and discrimination, we're not dealing with that, yo. We're not. No one has to deal with it. There's too many laws in place to protect us. Based on our race, our religion, our faith, our nationality, and retaliation after reporting to the higher-ups. Oh, yeah. You know, I've been documenting everything, so it's a beautiful thing because the Lord said document. He's been guiding me in this whole thing. So, for those of you that work, you need to know why you're on your job. Is it to expose the wickedness in high places? Because the corrupt got to come down, period, point blank. And if you got to be persecuted in order for the corrupt to come down, so be it. Because this is war. Make no mistake about it. This is a war against good and evil. Wickedness in high places. You know, the good news is I'm not upset about anything. Like, I'm really over here rejoicing. Last night, I literally felt a weight lifted off of me, and I was like, glory be to God, because the Lord said, it is finished. I'm going to give you direct instructions, specific instructions on how to move forward in this situation. God is just so good and so worthy to be praised. So, in Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, the Message Bible, because in all I get and understanding, A fight to the finish. Woo! And that about wraps it up. God is strong and he wants you strong. So take everything the master has set out for you. Well-made weapons of the best materials. Jesus, you got lawyers. You got the websites like EEOC. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to use my weapons. I can muscle to the fullest extent of the law. And put them to use. So you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Yeah. This is no weekend war that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps. A life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all of his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. So take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued. So that when it's all over, but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and your sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. And don't forget to pray for me. Pray that I will know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time. Telling the mystery to one and all, the message that I... because he was a jailbird preacher that I am responsible for getting out. Jesus, like, you know when you write in messages from the jail, but you're still encouraging everybody else because it's wicked and it's in high places, right? And so when you're going through warfare on the job, you feel like you are in jail. You get micromanaged. They want to try to find something against you, like literally. And so, that is just so funny because I'm looking at this in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm, because when you're going through warfare on the job, it's like you're a prisoner, in all honesty. And they try to place fear in you and police you and then try to shut you up. But glory be to God, I'm going to use every weapon that I have, including prayer. I'm going to do the spiritual, but I'm doing the physical. And God has given me the go ahead. And last night when the weight was lifted off of me and he said, it's finished. He said, now, daughter, I'm going to give you divine instruction. The first one was to do this video. Glory be to God. Isn't God just wonderful and he's amazing? Because the truth is, integrity without compromise is what the Lord kept speaking to me last night. Integrity without compromise. So I'd rather walk in integrity than compromise. You can't threaten someone and think you're going to get away with it. You can't discriminate against someone and think you're going to get away with it. You can't. Not in 2024. Everybody not ignorant to Satan's devices. Many of us are very intelligent. And we know that there are so many laws that protect us within the workplace. And you better believe we are going to start rising up and using them, because if we can't hit you anywhere else, we can hit you in your pockets. Whatever happens after this, God is in control. He's in control of all of this. I gave it to the Lord last night. And the fact that I gave it to God, it is what it is. Let the chips fall where they may. It no longer matters. It no longer matters.